Hey, it's Marilyn. Isn't it good when Gawler people do well in state events? I have with me Susanna Emery, who at the recent SA Winnovation Awards was recognised as a finalist for her work around initiating collaborative video game development with remote Indigenous communities. She was highly commended for her work in the rural, regional and remote section. As such, she is one of the most innovative women in the state. Hi, Susanna.
Hi, Marilyn.
Now, how does that feel to be recognised to that level?
It's really great, and it was really a surprise. So
it was a surprise?
It was, and I was absolutely thrilled.
Who nominated you then?
I was actually nominated by somebody who I've had some previous work with, Dr. Chad Habble from Game Truck Australia.
First off, where did you study, and what is your background in learning?
Well, I have a pretty diverse background. I originally started studying media arts at UniSA, and I learned about game design and interactive narrative and things like that. Then I went out to a remote community and I was working on community radio, and I wanted to learn more about teaching the kids. So I did some more study in teaching, and I went out bush again and started teaching. But I found I was really, even though I was teaching the kids and I was loving being with the kids, I still really missed the video game aspect of what I was doing. And that started creeping into the classroom with things like using Wii Bowling for subtraction and using Mario games for teaching collaboration and things like that. So last year I came back down to Adelaide and I studied an honours degree, which was kind of merging those education and video game design elements together and looking at developing video games with remote Indigenous communities in a collaborative manner.
Tell me about the video games that you've been developing yourself. It seems you started off using games that were already there and twisted them around to help kids learn. I bet the kids loved that.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular topics that I had in class. And one of the best parts, I think, was that the kids themselves were coming up with ways in which the video games were teaching them.
Really?
So they'd talk to each other and they'd say things like, look, if we jump on this together, we're learning to share.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a great moment in teaching when something like that happens.
Definitely. And I think when... what better feedback is there when the children are giving each other the feedback?
Yes, yes. So I interrupted myself there with my question. You're developing particular games, though, particularly?
Sure,
yeah. Yes, can you tell us about those?
So my research in particular looks at ways in which we can develop video games that are sensitive and culturally relevant.
Mm-hmm.
So they use a collaborative process. And what I've looked at this year in particular is how to initiate that process. In the past, we've had a lot of stakeholders go out to remote Indigenous communities in a short time period with very set ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that hasn't been successful.
Funny about that.
So my research talks about extended periods of times in remote communities and relationship development and ways in which we can enable communities themselves to participate in the process without kind of any overarching themes.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, an example of that is the way that we can use machinima. And machinima is a video that's made of an existing video game. So it allows people who maybe don't have a great grasp of English or conversational skills or written language skills to still be able to record an idea and present that to people using existing video games.
Uh-huh. That sounds very, very interesting. I don't know that I can quite get my head around that. Susanna, you were talking about how the teachers coming up were not really connecting with the community. Do you think that was one of the biggest problems for the children engaging and learning?
I think if you look at government reports around Indigenous education, there's a lot of problems identified and a lot of solutions. And I think really instead of looking at that at a government level, we kind of need to look at, communities need to be looked at individually, and they need to be the ones identifying what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with video games in particular, that's really important, because we can go in and we can say something like, I have these skills around video game development. Would you like to share these stories? And Indigenous people have so many stories and so many amazing ways of teaching their children. And their primary method of teaching is through story.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can kind of provide access to video game development around that, I think that there's some pretty great things that can be done.
Well, it certainly worked in the community that you were involved with.
Yeah, well, that community outside of Alice Springs has some really great storytellers. And I think with everything, it's really the people who make the art. So if with that sort of thing, I had a really great community that I was working with and really great people and really great relationships that I could develop that enabled me to really explore that element of storytelling.
And did school attendance improve while you were using the video games?
Well, I definitely would say that. Yeah. The kids would often say, can we please play this game after recess? And I say, well, it's maths time. Does that fit into maths? And they could say something to me like, yes, it teaches us to add up. And attendance was probably the best that I ever had when I started bringing in those topics.
Yes, and so did the parents begin to see value in sending their kids to school when the kids were more engaged like that?
I think that's a really important topic, and a lot of people don't really think about that. And there's a lot of views, parents have a lot of different views on video games. So what I kind of did was open up the classroom and let all the parents come in and have a play on the games.
Yeah.
and explain to them, you know, what the kids were doing. And the kids showed the parents, this is what I'm doing, have a play, this is what I'm learning from it. And I think that really helped, because yes, it kind of gave everybody that idea.
Yeah, yeah, that was very clever of you, actually, to come up with all of that.
Thank you.
Is there somebody carrying on that work now?
Yeah, so now I'm finishing up that research at the moment, but I'm continuing to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really spending the next few years looking at applying that into video game design, into more varied and different scenarios.
So like not just maths, but what we used to call social studies, I forget, society and environment, that kind of...
Exactly, and really ways in which the video game design and development and the final video game products themselves, we can apply that to the national curriculum outcomes,
yeah,
to the Australian curriculum.
You were involved with the younger ones, weren't you? Were there high school children where you were, or did the school only go to year 7?
Yeah, unfortunately the community school only went to the end of primary school, and then the children moved to Alice Springs to complete high school.
Mm-hmm. So at least they were getting a good start with what you had done for them.
Thank
with
you.
The video games. Also, Zanna, once again, congratulations on the award. It's been lovely talking with you, and best of luck with the rest of your research.
Thanks very much.